Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So we already mentioned that the Kohen Gadol had to be up all night on Yom Kippur. So these Mishnayos are going to describe what he did, how he kept himself awake. It's like, you know, maybe we could use some of these tricks on like Shavuos night. So Yom Hayachacham, if the Kohen Gadol was a Talmud Chacham, Doresh, he would teach Torah all night, so he wouldn't fall asleep, because that would when you're teaching, you're not the one that's falling asleep. Everyone else in the shir might be falling asleep, but the guy teaching it, I find that works for me. I teach Torah all night, and then I don't fall asleep on Shavuos night. Doesn't seem to help for everyone else in the audience. Vim lav. So if he was not a Talmid Chacham who was able to say a shir all night, Talmid Chacham Dorshan Lefanav. The other Talmid Chacham would teach him Torah. Vim Ragil Likros. And if he was someone who knew Tanakh, Kore. So then he would read Tanakh. Vim lav. And if he didn't even know Tanakh, Koron Lefanav. They would read Tanakh to him. Ubemekor in the fun of what sorts of svarim of Tanakh would they teach him? Be'iyov, uve'ezra, uve'divrei yamim. They would teach the most interesting svarim in Tanakh. Iyov and Ezra and divrei yamim, and that would keep him awake, because that's interesting even if someone is not a Talmud Chacham. Iyov is major philosophical work about the meaning of life and the tzaddik v'ralo, and that's very fascinating. Ezra talks about the tzaros that people who came back from Galus Bavel during the period of Bayis Sheni had to live through, and that would inspire the Kohen Gadol to feel the chashivus of what he's doing. And Divrei Yamim is like a history book, so people who are into history enjoy that. As Zechariah ben Kavutal Omer, Pa'amim Harbe Karisi Lefanav B'Daniel. Zechariah ben Kavutal said, I gotta tell you, when you teach Sefer Daniel, it is fantastic. I was the one that was in charge of teaching the Kohen Gadol, and I taught him Sefer Daniel, and it was very exciting. Mishnah Zayin, Bikish Lisnam name. If the Kohen Gadol looked like he was starting to doze off, Pirchei Kuna Makan Lefanav Be'etzba Tzrada. The young Kohanim would start snapping their index fingers in front of him to keep him awake. Va'omla, they would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Amol V'hafega Achas Al Ritzba. Stand up, put one of your bare feet on the cold floor, because it was a cold marble floor, that would wake you up. U'masikin Osa Ad She'yagia Zman Hashchita. And they would just keep him busy, and by doing whatever they could until the time for the shechita of the Karmen Tamid would come at dawn, and he could start the avoda. Once he starts the avoda, so he's too busy to fall asleep anyway. But throughout the night, where there's no avoda belaila, they had to just do whatever they can to entertain him and to keep him awake. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we learned that in order to keep him awake, if he was a Talmud Chacham, they would have him darshaning, and if he was not a Talmud Chacham, they would darshan to him. If he knew how to read Mikra, he would read Mikra. If he didn't know how, the others would read to him, but they would pick the most interesting books in Tanakh, like Iyov, Ezra, and Divrei Yamim. And Zechariah ben Kavutal said they would pick Sefer Daniel, because he would pick Sefer Daniel to teach, because that's such a fascinating Sefer. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that if he started dozing off, the Pirchei Kuna would snap their fingers in front of him, and they would say, get up and put one of your bare feet on the floor, and then they would occupy him until the time for the Avoda the next day arrived. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches and Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph.